If you don't slow down, you might have a wreck. Here, if you don't slow down, heed the weather, the fog, the gale force winds, and much more, well, you'll be lucky if you don't eventually have a wreck. Many have, and that's why there's a museum devoted to the subject. It's today's feature on the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. The magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. There are many historical societies in this nation, but this one's location and subject matter is truly unique.
The Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society was started in 1978 by a group of teachers and divers, historians, educators. Really, this whole group could see that this history that was up here, a lot of people really weren't aware of it.
Bruce Lynn is executive director of the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum.
We're at the Sioux Locks, and we're a few hours away from Whitefish Point, where our museum is located. But this is a pretty heavily trafficked area as far as commercial ship traffic goes. These days, you know, we'll see 1,000-footers coming through, but it's not like it used to be. If we went back to the 1880s, turn of the last century, it would be like a nonstop parade of ship traffic passing.
But there's something else you get with that added ship traffic from years ago.
You get more accidents. It's just statistically, that's just how it's going to work. And there's a whole number of reasons for that. Part of it has to do with the weather, of course. In the background here, it's the old 1899 Weather Bureau building here on the grounds of the Sioux Locks. The idea behind that was it was to give these ships and these navigators an idea of what was happening up on the big lake.
Having the Weather Bureau building right next to the Sioux Locks was helpful, at least to the extent it was used.
A lot of these captains didn't really pay much attention to it. They didn't worry about what these meteorologists had to say. A lot of them did, but a lot of them didn't.
And it was a recipe for the wrecks this society and museum chronicled. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.